Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Morning crew, just before this podcast kicks off, I think as everyone is very, very aware, there was a horrible incident in Bondi Junction over the weekend. I think Lou and I just want to send out our love to all the families, friends, anyone who was affected by this tragedy.
Yeah, it was so horrific and we're just sending lots and lots of love to everyone affected. Just can't even believe it.
Nah. So, yeah, all our love is out to you guys and on with the show, I suppose.
Yep. Hello, Jachi.
Well, good morning, Lulu.
Well, I said I've got something to start the podcast with.
What? So, run me through it.
Well, on Sunday evening, not only...
Don't, if these are about fucking sausages.
I had six sausages.
She lied to us, Willie. She told me in Willipedia with a straight face, actually it wasn't that straight, with a straight face that this would not be about sausages. You know what bemuses me?
What?
You've gone, oh, I've got something to start the podcast with. I had my brother's fucking wedding.
Yeah.
We'll but no, 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 no. Run us through the snags.
No, we're just, we'll.
Pork and fennel involved?
We'll get into the wedding, don't you worry, but. We've got to talk about the sausages.
We've got to start with the important stuff.
So I went to a very fancy butcher in Melbourne, Paran Markets. Sorry, the markets, not butcher.
Mm.
And good God, I was overwhelmed by the flavours. So one of them was like, isn't it fascinating, the flavours they can put in a sauce? Oh, it really is. So there was like a plum and sweet chili. Then there was like a basil and tomato, pork and fennel, obviously. Like a rosemary sage, a chorizo. And then some like pork.
A chorizo sausage?
Yes. And
was there a beef one?
No. We went gourmet.
Any lamb?
No, we went gourmet. We went gourmet, guys. No basic sauce around here, but
boss.
I tell you what, the best was definitely the chorizo, and I was twisting those sausages on the Weber like you've never seen anyone twist with a tong before.
Oh, I reckon you could twist a sausage.
Well, I didn't have, like, TDD probably had four. I reckon I had, I think I maybe had two
so
or
if
three.
You say three.
I think I had three.
Fucking three.
I think I had three sausages, guys.
Mm. Now tell us, like, the...
And then also, like the,
yeah,
no, and then also,
that couldn't be it. That could not be
no,
it.
No, and then also, we had corn because I fucking love corn, Judge. I love it. No, you
oh, no, I've seen some of your stool samples you've left in the podcast bathroom, and it's just you're like that fat fucking what's that Scottish cunt off Austin Powers?
Fat bastard.
I haven't even eaten corn.
I want my baby back, yeah, baby back ribs.
Yeah, so I know you.
We had corn ribs.
Yeah, you're a corn connoisseur.
And then TDD made mashed potato. He makes a great tasty mash.
Corn ribs?
Yeah, so you like cut them in half and then they're like ribs of corn.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then mash and then a salad. And I think, and then we had dessert. Yeah.
Would you? Yep. This story has to have a point because
well,
like I would assume you wouldn't start a podcast off with, hey, Judge, hey, Willie. Guess what? We had dinner Sunday.
Well,
that's
Judge,
essentially what you told me.
No, it wasn't just any dinner. We had a great day planning the dinner and going to the market and getting the sausages.
Yeah, so get me to what was the part of the story you wanted to tell?
I was very full at the end of the night. But that's it. Because I had three sausages.
I thought you said you only had two. Oh, you had one for dessert.
Do you know, one of the bedwetters commented being like, nice, Lou, reusing a date idea. I was like, cunt, I'm just having dinner. I just like sausages.
Yeah.
Let me live. Let me live on my sausages. I'd like sausages.
Oh, for Christ. I mean, it's just started. So in the gutter.
Oh, no. I don't even want to carry on with this behaviour.
I just think it's
You've got to raise the bar, Jack.
Okay, yeah, my bar's raised.
Well, no, that's what Jill and Franco say to me in terms of smutty content. It's like, no, Louisa, you've got to raise the bar.
How the fuck does Franco tell you that when he won't even answer his bloody phone?
Boy, so the little fucker. Sorry, Jack. I'm so sorry, Franco. So I call him the other day. We have any good yarn? And I go, you didn't even answer my phone when we tried to Franco you. And I go, we would have got you good. He goes, nah, no chance you're going to get me, Lou. I was like, just you wait, Franco. Now we're going to get you.
You have made it harder for yourself by calling him and telling him you were going to prank him. You have definitely made it more difficult.
He listens to the podcast. He heard us.
Oh, he does. Okay.
He heard you say, pretty much, Franco, you're a piece of shit. Answer your phone. Remember you said that? Yeah. So.
Shingle me timbers.
Yes.
Yeah, senorita.
Well, he didn't answer his phone.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's probably fucked off at Jarch. Using those rude words.
If someone... me having the audacity to call someone a piece of shit for not answering their phone is one of the wildest statements ever.
Sometimes I have to call you three times. I've just started sending... No, my favourite was the other day when we went to meet at Sonoma and you just didn't reply and I just said, 10 a.m. it is. Yeah. Right. I texted him three times being like, shall we do 10 a.m. tomorrow?
No, you were like, 9:30? You're like, actually, let's do 10 a.m. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Three texts, nothing. And then so I just said at like 7 p.m., 10 a.m. it is. But you were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
No, I replied in the morning.
You replied mentally in your brain.
Yeah. Mentally I replied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Jesus Christ.
Physically and mentally you were there. Whoa, shit, this has got some water in it.
Yes.
There's a big old keg from Frank Green.
Lulu's got her fucking keg in this morning. Hydration is obviously key for her. Now look. If there's a little extra rasp in the voice, had a bit on.
Daddy had a big weekend. Sorry.
Can I just clarify for you? Yes. Let me clarify for the bedwetters.
Uh-huh.
I'm Daddy, by the way. So.
No, but Jack, you never push the boat out. You are always the first to bed, well-behaved. You're always going, guys, water between every drink.
They call me old landlocked Lincoln. I don't even go near the water.
They call you the plant waterer because you're always watering yourself after a sip of alcohol.
Yeah, okay. I can see where you were going with it.
Yeah. I saw a fern in the background.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Mm. Sorry, I just finished my hot English breakfast tea.
Oh. Sire, another English breakfast for Dotheth by Jack.
You know, you were going for an English accent there. All you did was yell heaps loud in your accent.
Disagree.
I know you did.
That was very English.
No.
Were you listening to the same thing I was?
Well, we're talking about that piercing fucking note that went through my left ear, through my brain, out the right. Yeah.
Hello, sire.
Okay, we're getting back.
Hello, sire. I'd like another English breakfast, please.
It's still very low, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
In my head, I sound fully like an 1800s.
Dude, like, what do you want? Do you want posh or do you want working class? Oh, I say, I've been here for 15 years. Louisa, what? Oh, it's a bally good time.
Oh, Jack.
It's.
I've been here for 15 years. It's a jolly good time.
That's just your voice.
No,
it's just your accent. You're going like that. You're going, Jack, I've been here 15 times.
That sounds very good if that's what I sound like.
Yeah, that was like, 15? I've been here 15. You're just putting a voice on but not changing the accent. You're putting the posh English. Oh, I say, Jack. Mm-hmm. Well, Winston was a great man. Oh, fuck me, Dad.
Sorry, carry
what
on. Carry on. Carry
on. What are they called?
We digress.
Yeah.
No, nah, train,
we
track.
Fucking, we, yeah.
We went off the
track. Segway?
Huh?
Segway? Mm.
No, you know how we... Yeah, whatever.
Sorry.
So I have my little brother's
wedding. Could I just jump in once more? You've got to stop coughing.
I can't.
But could you at least pull the mic...
That's what I did. Well, I went like that.
No, there is still... These are professional microphones. We're professionals.
Professionals.
They're still getting the cough.
Professionals.
I said professionals.
Well, they wouldn't have got the cough if it was fucking a few episodes ago.
Oh, yeah.
Barely got fucking anything.
Still getting roasted for that. Yeah, nice one, guys. Marketing Patreon point. Seems yeah. to be working fucking sweet. Hey, we're idiots. We just didn't connect it properly. Well,
and we drank a lot.
I didn't connect it properly.
I was about to say, we can't drag Judge and I into yeah, this. Please. We are professionals, but
we're innocents in all this.
Mm. Anyway, back to the stores.
Story. Little brother's wedding. Guess what we have for dinner?
Sausages.
No.
Oh.
So, get there Thursday. Anyone that tells me this shit, yeah, mate, we'll probably have a bit of a feed Thursday night, a few beers.
I don't know, boys. First night fever.
That'd be stupid. So first night fever rolls around.
It'll get you.
We started ripping and a tearing. Ripping and a tearing. Fucking catching up old friends. It was at bloody Red Leaf in Wollongong.
Oh, yes, I've had a wedding there. Gorgeous spot.
Jeez, it's off its head.
Mm.
So fucking gorgeous. You know, weather's good. Everything's feeling fresh, fancy, fun and free.
Mm-hmm.
We get there. I walk into bloody, you know, my brother's there. A few of the boys already grogging.
Good your brother was there for his own wedding.
Yeah, I've got two. So both my brothers were already there.
Wrecked.
Yeah, wrecked. Okay. Hey, say wrecked.
Wrecked.
Oh, fucking hell, dude. You got me.
Cut that bit, Willie, of Josh saying his two brothers. Cut that
because fuck. Yeah. Fuck. So you get that little tingle in your balls. You're like, okay. Yes,
I'm aware of that
tingle. I can see that there must be some sort of a MasterChef competition going on because I can see a couple of boys cooking.
Cooking with gas.
It's good. The kid's good. Walk in, drop the bags off. So it's Bikes and Birds staying in the groom's house, you know what I mean? So we sit down, start drilling, then we're like, we might as well go to the pub for a feed and watch the footy and it's like the Wollombi pub. Wollombi is literally just like a tiny little village, beautiful little village, but like, there'd be, I don't know, there'd be fucking 12 structures that makes up the village, you know? There's like a pub, an antique shop, a post office slash cafe. Like, that's about it.
Yeah, cute.
That was not 12. And so at the pub, having a great time. We rip in. And we rip.
Uh-huh.
Gets to about 4:30. Me, my mate Carbarino, Tombstone. We're the last ones up.
Classic nicknames.
Shout out to the boys. I go, boys, fuck, I reckon this should probably do us. Let's probably hit the hay. Get woken up at 7 in the morning. Henry, the groom, banging down my door. Judgey, we got golf, mate. Got golf, come up, bud. And I'm like, fuck no.
So you've had 2.5 hours sleep.
Yeah, fuck all. I said,
bud. And you're MCing.
MCing. Anyway, so I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. I'm like, oh fuck, so why the fuck are we playing golf? Fuck. In Cessnock playing golf. So I get up and I am dust. There is dust on the shoulders.
Anyone would be dusty from 2.5 hours sleep.
Like busted. Play golf. You know, golf was fun, but like I'm not ever feeling that great. You know, get to the clubhouse, have a feed. I'm feeling shit. I'm like, oh my God, I'm MCing this fucking thing. Like,
did you have a snooze?
No, I can't.
No time.
Like, well, I just can't. I'm up.
I'm not a napper either.
Yeah. Like, anyway, gets to a few hours before the ceremony. Keep in mind, me and Hot Will are MCing together. We haven't linked up speeches. So I said, mate, we should probably.
Don't flick that piece of
There's
snot.
There's no snot. But I just did what I just usually went to pick do. And flick.
It's okay. I'm used to it now. Thank you. Actually just put the snot on my hand.
Anyway, Hot Will. We're supposed to be MCing together. Hot Will swings up to me. I said, let's go fucking work our speeches out. Mm-hmm. We sit down at the table. Will goes, mate, I don't think I can do it.
You're not much of a public speaker.
Well, not a big public speaker, but Pilgs had really sent it the night before.
Yeah.
A lot of whiskey. He didn't come to golf.
Right.
He was vomiting that morning. He was crook. He's like, bro, I don't think this is in the wheelhouse. And I'm like, fuck, okie doke. And he goes, but let's just do this. And he's like, and then I'll just tell you before we start whether I'm going to come up or not. And I go, no, buddy.
No,
you make your decision now because I'm going to need to work out. I don't need to work out a full fucking show and then you quit and then I've got to figure out how to do it 3 seconds before we go up. So he goes, not doing it. I go, okay. So we get there. I was like sort of drinking throughout the day. But you know when you're that fucked up, it's hard to get pissed again. And I needed to be sober. So I maintained sobriety, a fair bit of sobriety throughout the MC gig. Did a bit of MCing. Seemingly went well. And then ripped in afterwards. Good thing about it, there was a whiskey bar. There was rum. There was all the goods. There was cocktails, espresso martinis, all the good shit.
Yeah, fancy.
So I ripped and teared Friday night after the wedding. It was an absolute perler. Saturday recovery.
You had a 3-day hitter.
Yeah. So it was very nudge-worthy.
Did Steph go three nights in a row as well?
She was being pretty sleepy throughout the whole thing, so she was pretty good.
Yeah.
She was sort of just drinking moderately. So, no, there was not dust on the shoulders like there was for Fev.
Poor daddy.
And then back was supposed to live stream the UFC Sunday, but because the Wi-Fi in the studs was crook, I think, couldn't do it.
That's probably a blessing in disguise for you.
Yeah, I just sat at home and watched the UFC.
But you probably wouldn't have been able to speak much on Sunday, you know?
Oh, you know when you're bounced out, you're sitting with some boys, there probably would have been some techie sodas flowing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, when you bounced out with the lads.
Yeah. Yeah. You get it?
Bounced out with the fucking lads.
You fucking get it?
I fucking get it.
But yeah, hell of a wedding. So shout out to Hannah Luce, mate. We love you. It was a fucking perler.
Bless.
But mate, just... Well, I'm still coming back.
You got to have a nice chill week because then you're ready to fight.
Well, then I'm
fucking
fighting in 2 weeks.
So no alcohol for you this weekend, please.
Not a drop.
Not a drop. I'll be monitoring you.
Thank you.
I'll be under your bed.
Yeah.
And I'll be watching.
You actually sound like the bloke I'm fighting, Groper. That's his nickname, Groper.
I know.
And I'm assuming it's because he's a gropey fucker.
Or he looks like the fish.
Maybe a healthy combo of both.
Mm. Well, Jack... Besides from the sausages, I went to a country footy game.
Now, I went to a country footy game.
And I had a Portuguese tart.
Well,
and I had some fries from the local footy club. And I had a rosé from the local footy club.
Well, who's very clever?
I am.
Exactly right.
It was so much fun.
Have you never been to a local footy
game? No, it was fucking awesome. Everyone's just gathered around. You're in hoodies watching.
You're in hoodies?
We were like hoodies and puffers. It's cold. The big lights are shining.
What, was it a nighttime game?
Yeah, TDD was playing 6 p.m. Kyabram.
Oh, TDD still plays footy.
Yeah.
How old is TDD?
30.
Good effort, mate.
Kyabram versus Rochester. Rochester.
Rochester.
Rochester. There were a lot of bedwetters there.
Was there?
Shout out to all the bedwetters from the country coming and saying g'day to LDD, sculling her rosés.
Were you?
What?
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 You were sculling again.
No, I had probably 4 rosés.
Oh, for crying out loud. We've discussed this.
And then I've never been into a club room. I was like, this feels illegal. Am I allowed to be in here? Because they won, the team that TDD plays for.
And were you in the middle of the circle?
No, I wasn't, Jack. It felt illegal to be standing around watching. And they all huddle around and do this fucking chant. And then TDD got...
I love that you're explaining fucking footy to me. Mate, are you fucking right in the head, mate?
Well, I'm explaining my experience.
Okay, sorry.
It's like you explaining your wedding to me. I've been to one before, champion.
Well, yeah, but different weddings have different events,
different things, different footy games have different rituals.
But what you were doing is you're just explaining local footy. You're like, people are playing footy, there's lights on.
Stop mansplaining or gaslighting me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've been watching Heartbreak High Season 2?
Yeah, I have actually. But, what was it? Well, there was something else I was going to say. TDD got best on ground, man on ground.
I don't know. You tell me, kid.
Well, I'm going to say best on ground.
Okay, nice.
So, yeah, I had a fabulous time in the country. It was wonderful.
If he was playing an all-women's comp, he probably would have got man on ground, which is what you just said.
Well, you could call it best on ground. Oh, yeah. Did I say man on ground?
I think you said best on ground, man on ground. Yeah, I'm best like, well, if he was playing all women, he would have got, yeah.
Best on ground.
Well, he seems like a handy footy player. Now, which code was it?
AFL.
Oh, it was AFL.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. Maybe you should tell me because I don't know anything about fucking AFL.
There you go, you fucking piece of shit.
Hey, hey, hey. Now, let's just jeepers creepers. Yeah, okay. What position does he play?
Centre forward. Nah, he was at the back a lot. He was like a defender. I think he's a defender. He was very good.
Was he? He looks good.
He looked great in the singlet.
And how many – what do you know what level it just – it's just club footy.
Like. Number one, top game, top team.
Okay.
First.
How many people in the game?
First grade, 18.
18 people?
On each team.
No, at the game.
Oh. I'd say there was a solid – not great at maths and my vision of, you know, like – I might get this wrong.
Especially after sculling.
I had four rosés, Jack. Sicko. I'll tell you this after. I'd say there were probably – 600 people there.
Fuck.
The men who were serving the sausage hot dogs, sorry, and the best hot chips I've ever had, and the pours that they were pouring me, it was like a bloody bottle of rosé in a glass.
So you had four, but
well, probably
mummy probably had 12.
And I said, guys, look at this. This is a great pour. And he goes, ah, just because you're so nice, pour a little bit more in for me.
Yeah.
I made some friends.
Mate, so you've had a relatively wholesome weekend.
Very wholesome. Friday night out for dinner, Saturday footy, Sunday sauce.
Were there any mattresses at the footy?
No.
Usually, like local footy games, there's always these, they're called footy mattresses.
What? You two are smirking. That's some rude term.
No. I think in rugby union it's footy mole, isn't it?
It's a healthy mix of both.
I'm not allowing that.
It's usually the girls that go now and just looking for the chong with the footy boys.
Jack.
That's what, hey, that's part of being a
well, I was aware.
Big, strong football. Do you think there was girls out there looking at TDD going, look at those forearms. Wow. Okay.
Eyes up, girls.
Yeah. Next time he plays, he's we're just the only one wearing a long sleeve shirt.
He's in a wetsuit.
Yeah, he's in a full hazmat suit, fogging up like that plastic screen.
You good, mate?
And he just runs into the car. He just Forrest Gumps it through the fence into the car park. Well, I'm just not having you dressing like that.
Oh, no, I had a wonderful time.
Who did we – oh. Don't know whether we've saved this hotline or not, or whether mummy's going to let this one get away, but we had a caller in yesterday. Remember when we were listening to some hotlines? And he said, I think I know TDD's initials. I got a feeling I know TDD's initials. And he dropped the initials on the call.
It's probably one of his mates. The Patreon listeners are going to be the first to hear his name.
That's fair.
That's valid and fair.
Yep.
What are you smirking at?
Well, look, to be honest, I think his neighbours have probably heard his name shouted many a time. I just...
You're sick. And I've just had enough. And we have not done this in a while. And you're still very good at it. But oh, no more jokes like that, you sick little boy.
Oh, there we go. I was away.
But not further. In, like, that's disgusting.
I think I've got a sickness or something.
I think you're sick in the head.
Do you know I've got that fucked heart?
Yep. Is that the one that makes your eyes all fuzzy?
What?
Don't you have something that makes your eyes all fuzzy? Oh,
no, I've got, I can see a million germs with my eyes. Floaters, like millions of them. It's fucking ruining my life. Yes, please. Louisa.
Got my hand up.
Louisa.
When you were saying first night fever, all I wanted to say was, hang on. First night fever, God judge you in the ball. I regret that. Could you cut that?
No, not a fucking chance, bud. Want to run me through that?
Well, you know how you kept saying, oh, we got first night fever. My brain just went to night fever. But I was singing.
What song were you trying to hit, though?
Night fever.
Sing it, though.
Night fever, you know.
Oh, that note.
I'm sick. Yeah. That's why I didn't hit it.
Yeah, in the head, kid.
No, that's, I just used that gag on you.
Now, who's got very fancy fun new shoes on?
Fuck off.
What are these shoes? No, run me through the outfit.
No.
You look gorgeous. Run me through the outfit.
No.
Top to bottom. Run us through it.
Vest is Venroy.
Yep. You love a Venroy vest.
I love a Venroy vest. The skirt is Reby, which is one of my talented friends in New Zealand.
Reby.
Gorgeous designer pieces.
Yep.
Some nice rings, a watch, and some
What's
shoes.
What's the watch? What's the watch are we rocking today?
Baby G.
What's Baby G?
But you know, they're like, no, it's actually a Swatch. You know those ones that you
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's just your average Casio.
Just you go, no, it's like Swatch ones. Like, you put it on your wrist and then it wraps around.
Oh, do Rolex make them? Awesome. Sick. And now the kicks, what are we talking?
You go now.
What are the
kicks?
I want to see what kicks we wear.
Where's that stripe from? Little stripey boy.
This stripe.
Bananas and pyjamas.
Is from.
Imagine if we started doing the podcast. Hey, guys.
Fit checks.
Hey, guys. Fit check to start it off. LTT's in this fucking outfit. Jachi's in
I'd get roasted every fucking time. Fuck me. Do you want to know the fucking... I've got so roasted. I posted a video, a fucking photo carousel of the wedding weekend.
Mm.
98% of the comments, even from fucking mates like Isaac Compton, shout out to you, bud, are just... rinsing me.
That's all mine
like,
ever
you
are.
You chinless rat cunt. They're like, yeah, fucking, we know what Hot Wheels called Hot Wheel. Fuck, you really missed out on it, you fucking rat dog.
Yeah. Hey, any engagement's good engagement.
Especially Henry and Lucy's not over a year ago and they got married because of that engagement.
And
but
you're
yeah, bedwetters,
also
good
engaged.
Bedwetting because you were tearing strips off me and I was getting good giggles from it.
Oh, and we laughed. Didn't
don't
we?
Don't do that.
Well, we're allowed to laugh.
Now.
What?
What does it?
Trick or Tuesday! Woohoo!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is my favourite board game. Jachi's got me articulate. Well, us articulate.
Because you said you were really good at it.
I am very good at it.
Really good at articulate.
Well, we'll have to play it, won't we?
We will.
Not right now. We'll need to figure out how to play it as a
you
game.
You need some more players. I think one day we set it up where we've got Willie.
We'll do it on a live stream on Patreon.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a great idea.
I've got you articulate.
Thanks, Jachi. Everyone, this is a wonderful board game. It says the fast talking fast talking.
That's why. Hence why I got her this game.
The fast
because she is articulate.
It's the fast talking description game.
Yeah, the fast talking skip game.
The fast talking description game.
No, I think you. I got this because you've always proclaimed to be so fucking good at it.
I am.
I think you'd be horrific.
It's like me with charades. Phenomenal.
Give me one.
Well, I can't because no one could see it.
Yeah, they go on the YouTube, they can watch
but that's
it.
That's not great listening, is it?
Fuck the cotton.
Okay.
Let's see what we got,
ooh,
kid.
Then can we play the laughing game? We just do this podcast purely for ourselves sometimes.
That's fucking crook. I just want to see if I
that
can
that wouldn't
get...
happen in some type of slot. Like if you were on another form of media in like early mornings, they'd always be doing the show for the listeners.
I have no idea how you... Look, what are you even talking about? What sort of...
Well, like, you know how you usually have breakfast at around, 6:30 in the morning?
Like between 6 and 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a show.
Well, for what?
On the radio. Called Breakfast Radio.
Breakfast Radio, right. How would you know that, though?
I'm just a big fan of Nova. Yeah. I'm an avid fan. I call up all the time.
Do you?
I win a lot of prizes through them.
Do you?
Yeah.
What sort of prizes do you win?
Just entries into things, a few CDs, a Ronan Keating CD once or twice. And then obviously I was a producer.
Oh, fuck. We should. Oh, well, sorry. Sorry. What?
What?
Sorry.
Should we call the
what I'd love to do, I used to do it to my mate who used to work on reception, because I also worked in radio.
What's that? Jingle jangle bajangles.
And I might have spun this to you before, but I'd call up and I'd be like, okay.
G'day, how you going?
And she'd go, good, thanks, because they always get calls of people being like, can I free shit?
Yeah, didn't get my CD or something.
So I'd go, g'day, how you going?
And she'd go, good. And I'd go, what,
you got any free stuff?
And she go, well, not really. You could call in into the comp.
Nah, I don't want to call in. I wouldn't mind free shit. Like, if you've got any CDs or something, me mum's not feeling too good lately. So if you just got any.
Just fucking have people around me. She's trying to navigate this fucking minefield. I'd love to do that.
Let's do it.
To whoever, a current radio receptionist.
Nova? You heard of
Nova
96.9?
Who did you, if you worked there, who did you work for? Jesus Christ!
We've lost a couple of listeners from that one.
Oh, charades.
Okay. So you're guessing me?
Yes.
Okay. You've got to speak so that the people can hear.
Right.
Right.
Right. Two words. Film, movie. One. First word, looking for Ella Brandy, looking, searching, binoculars, seek. Look, second. We've given up on the first already. Finding Nemo.
Yes! Maybe we should play this each week.
Tell us
if that's a fun game.
We can't do that to him.
Oh. Now, I think our sweet little Prince Wilbur has a quiz for us.
No, he hasn't.
He does.
So this segment is called Slow Down Baby, I'm Gonna Quiz.
Okay.
It's very slow. Good.
Now give us a little jingle for Slow Down Baby, I'm Gonna Quiz.
Slow down, baby, I'm gonna quiz.
Elvis style.
More country, but cool.
Oh, right.
All right, first question.
Shit.
What's the national flower of Japan?
Jarch, the lotus. Oh, wait, what are those fucking trees?
Shh.
Sorry.
Louisa.
Yep.
Sunflower.
What are those fucking flower trees?
It's like
cherry blossoms.
Oh, yeah,
cherry
that's blossom.
That was that. Yeah, okay.
That's one. A cherry blossom.
There we go. Right. Lotus, Jesus.
What's the smallest country in the world?
Judge, the Vatican.
Yes, indeed.
Well, at least let me have a go.
Well, that's not the game, you fucking idiot.
One day we should do it as a team.
You always say this.
We are a team. It's called We Mean Well with Louisa and Jack.
What is the point of that, Louisa?
Because it's
having a fucking, like, just us, like, kids with our feet crossed looking at Willie. It's like him teaching and us in primary school.
Yes.
It'd just be like me telling you facts.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Correct.
That sounds riveting to me.
Okay. Dude, you can still win. It's early days.
I know, I will.
What is the capital of Canada?
Judge.
Toronto.
Judge. Montreal. Judge. Vancouver. Fuck.
Lose turn.
Well, I should know this because Justin Bieber's from there.
That's a great point.
Fuck. Did you say, no, Ohio's in America? Pass on this one for me.
No, what the fuck? Is it some French shit?
Starts with an O.
Oh, Judge, Ontario. Did I say that?
O-T.
Ottawa.
Judge.
Fuck. Come on, Willie. At least skew them a bit my way.
What do you mean skew them? They're general questions.
Skewer them my way.
Skewer them.
I do love skewers as well.
Skew.
They would go, no, skewers would go well with six sausages. They're good on a barbecue. Sorry.
Which famous graffiti artist is from Bristol?
Judge. Banksy?
Fuck, that's what I was going to say. But then,
oh, was it?
No, I swear.
Oh, you swear?
I was going to say Banks. Oh, no. Fuck you.
What is the all-time most streamed song on Spotify to date?
Oh, that... Mm.
Judge.
Louisa.
Okay.
That's is it like you fucking like some, is it Taylor Swift? Beyonce?
Judge, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran?
Did you break this before?
I swear to God, I swear on our friendship, everything's sacred. No. Fucking hell, fuck you, actually.
What's the word?
Like, well,
you're not
he's getting them right. This can't be true.
You're not
this
very
can't
smart.
Be true.
Correct.
This guy's dumb.
You're correct. Not very pretty and you're not very bright. It's a quote. You wouldn't know. It's from a good film.
Where was the first modern Olympics held?
Judge. Oh, modern Olympics. First modern Olympics.
Sydney 2000.
I want to say.
I'm just watching you for the quiz now. Just watching that. Go on, tell us your answer.
Let's just say Greece for the shit of it.
I'm going to say Barcelona.
Athens.
Was that the first modern? It seems
I
like
just
it
thought
it's
an ode
ago.
To the old. They were,
I think that's probably why they
you know
didn't
what I mean?
To the old.
That was my logic yes. around that.
Well.
This one is a multiple choice one.
Yep.
When was Netflix founded? 1997, 2001, 2009, or 2015?
Judge, 97.
Louisa.
Fucking hell. I think I know that because I've heard it before and it surprised me it was so early. Because they had blues with Blockbuster and stuff. And he was like, mate, we're never going to need your shit. The internet's not where it... And then 10 years later...
You'd think it would be 2001, though. Like 1997, that's like Microsoft days.
Yeah. Microsoft's still very out there.
No, I know, but like, you know, the fucking big the big computers you'd have at your desk with the massive bit at the end.
Yeah.
You know the ones I mean.
No, I do.
Yeah. Minesweeper was on there.
Dude, in 2011-ish, my dad was still operating Windows 95.
Bless.
I love that.
Franco doesn't have any social media still.
All right. What city do the Beatles come from?
Judge. Liverpool.
Yes.
Fuck, I'm smoking this.
Yeah, literally. I'm not even getting a chance to breathe. You got any Bieber questions in there or like sausages or something?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Next question. Which sausage did Lou Holmes sound like? Pocket fennel.
Chinese plum and rosemary.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, you hold off on this.
All right, give Lou
a chance to see if she can
get okay, we'll just change the rules of the game.
Yeah,
we should.
Which artist painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in Rome?
Da Vinci.
Judge. Michelangelo.
Fuck you! That was my second guess.
Oh, was it?
No, actually, swear on my own life and your life, it was my second guess.
Oh, yeah.
Prom.
Cute. Prom?
Prom.
You asking prom. Me?
No, I would never take you to prom. Hang on, I'm going to do a live sneeze.
Lees.
You meant to look into the light.
That's when you're dying.
No, that's for a sneeze too. Nah, we're good.
Fucking hell.
That was awesome.
Yeah, stop the quiz for that. What a ripper.
All right, last question. Where is the lowest natural place on the planet?
The lowest what?
Natural place on the planet. So I guess the lowest point.
Antarctica. Church. The Alpine Springs.
New Zealand.
Stewart Island.
It's in the ocean.
The North Sea.
Everything's in the ocean.
The location is in the ocean.
The Bahamas.
Lost natural point.
Scotland.
Couldn't be fucking like Tasmania.
What continent is it in?
It's in the middle of the ocean. MT are the initials of it.
Oh.
Mount Trapezoid.
I like where your head's at.
MT.
Don't know, bro.
The Mariana Trench.
Oh. That was my second guess after Mount Trapezoid.
buddy, you'd had about 44 guesses.
I was
guesses.
Going straight for that one.
That would
one.
Be 45th. So was that 9-0?
I think we'd call that a tie.
Jesus, did I just fucking smoke that kid?
Well, next game we'll do it together.
No, that's yes, not how... We no, we're not.
We should.
The quiz...
Bonus question. Where is Justin Bieber from?
Canada!
Judge! You didn't say...
Louisa, Canada.
Canada.
Give me that one.
You can have it, kid.
Thanks.
Oh, smoked you, Lulu. That was cute stuff. Really cute from
don't
you.
Don't patronise me, you mansplaining, gaslighting...
She's
piece
like,
of shit.
She's got a few words in the vocab and a couple watching, of new ones.
I've been watching Heartbreak High on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Mansplain, gaslight. What do we got next?
The prank.
You're going to prank old Ed. Are you going to prank TDD?
I'm going to prank myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to prank TDD.
You are the one person I know that I think could prank themselves.
What did I do the other day? Oh, fuck. What was it? Oh, TDD and I went to the gym and he'd like gone in one entrance and then it was like obviously in a hallway and come out the other side and I go, oh, because I was like, oh my God, that guy looks like TDD, but it wasn't.
Jesus
like
when Christ.
Obviously we do the scare cam, but then Judge now has this new thing where he just walks really fast towards me and I go, oh.
Yeah, I know, literally, like, dude, you are easy.
It's weird, I'm a bit jittery.
And sub-intelligent. Sorry, I've just smote that quiz. Now I'm like at a stage.
You are at a stage of the podcast.
I'm levitating off my chair. Remember when fucking Dior, RIP, had that fucked up word that we had to spell?
That was fun. Let's do
and
it
I
again.
I spelled that word and I was like, am I a genius?
Yeah.
And then proceeded to get every single other word that he spelt wrong through the incoming weeks.
Wonder what that word was. I think it was Aristotle.
Cat. Anyway, I crushed it. Okay, let's prank this fucking son of a bitch.
Hello.
Hi.
How you going?
I think I've put diesel in my car.
I can't hear you, sir. Sorry?
Can you hear me now? I think I put diesel in my car. Because it's like I pulled over and then it was like spluttering, but it's I think... Like, it's the front of the bonnet.
Just slow down. What's going on?
I think I put diesel in my car. The front of the bonnet is, like, spluttering, and it's, like, now I can't turn the car keys.
You put diesel in it?
Well, I think so, because I can't think of anything. I just filled it up on the way to the pod, and then I pulled over, and it just started, like, the engine. I probably got, like, 100 metres.
You there?
Can you? I don't know what to do. Do I call a mechanic?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Should I call a mechanic? I've put diesel. It's like smoking, and I can't drive any further.
Nah, you've got to call. You will have to call either RSCB or NRMA or AA. Whatever you use up in Sydney.
So I can't keep driving it.
Nah, I definitely don't keep driving it. Or fuck it.
Well, it's like seized up. It's got heaps of smoke.
See?
Fuck.
Hello.
I don't know what to do. There's heaps of smoke. I'm like wigging out.
It's all right. Don't worry. Just turn it off. It'll be fine.
But I'm so late for the podcast. And I've got to get there. Should I just leave it on the side of the road? It's like it's literally just in the middle.
Yeah, I would be calling Josh and telling him the scenario. That's fine. That's all you can do. Like, you can't do much about it. Just,
I want to cry. This is so fucked.
Don't worry. Tell me a car. Fine. All good.
No, I think I've just got to keep driving. Like, we're already late. That guy's nearly meeting us at the podcast.
Well,
do you think it would
find a spot for it to so you can keep it and then catch an Uber? Okay,
I can't. I've got to get there like now. Fuck. This is so fucked.
Oh well, some things happen. Don't stress about it too much. Just say you broke the ear.
Fuck, you're a good man. You are what she needs in this life.
You're fucked.
Her fucking idea, mate.
So calming, me going, I'm going to cry, I'm going to cry.
You're a fucking idiot.
I love how he didn't even second guess it. He's just like, yeah, she's put diesel
in. And you know what? I've got a fucking, something's happening right now I'd come away from.
Oh, oh,
can
fuck.
I call you? Can I call you? Oh, yeah, what's going on? I thought something's gone fucking. You're
oh, you fucking sweet angel. Okay, you get back to work. That was good.
Can I just say, though,
yeah.
That was pretty incredible acting.
Was it?
Yeah, it actually, it was good. I was actually impressed by it. I'm trying to give her notes over here. I'm just like, make it worse. Because you're just like, it's all right, Dale. You know, you're giving her all the right advice. Like, pull over, just fucking get an Uber, call Judge. And I'm going, no, tell him you're going to fucking keep driving it.
Oh. You fucking cunt. I thought I would never get done again, but fuck,
mate,
happened with you.
She was wigging out. She's like, he's never going to fall for it. Like, I'm fucking, he knows I'm here.
Got him a bloody beauty.
It was a beauty, mate.
So good. Okay, you get back to work. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, we'll just go and fuck ourselves.
Yeah, cool, fine.
He was struggling to hear there through a bit of it.
He, I reckon he'd be in the trenches on the excavator, you know?
The escalator.
Excavator.
It's an escalator.
Fuck off. It's an excavator.
She's getting good, the
I
kid.
Know, my shit.
Fucking hell. Yeah, you do know your shit. Hence why you just lost that fucking quiz. 9-1. Yeah, mum is a real worldly gal.
I reckon TDD behaved exactly how you would. Just being like, calm down.
Yeah,
get an
yeah.
Uber.
Well, if it was Steph, I would have been crankier.
Yeah, he was very
sweet. I'd be like, for fuck's sake, Feff. I fucking, how have you fucked that?
He was actually very sweet. Wasn't
he was,
he?
Yeah.
He's like, you're okay. It's not the end of the world. Call Jack. Yeah. I'm like, I've got to get there.
It was good acting.
Well,
home and away.
Well, neighbours, you need a new Kiwi on Ramsey Street.
It's good stuff, kid. You're a hell of a kid. Hey, should we drill some hotlines?
Yes, let's get hot on the hotline.
I like it.
Let's get spicy hot today.
Daddy dig it.
Daddy likes his hot hotline. Hey, little senoritas, don't forget you can still sign up to Patreon. $2.50 a week.
$2.50 a week.
To hear a bit more shit chat.
Keeps the wet of the beak is what they say.
$2.50 a week. You know what they say, Jake?
Run me through it.
The Patreon of $2.50 is
there
the
she is.
Soul of the
there we go
solar system.
Beautiful.
And the
just divine. Now, bedwetters, you're going to get fucking 10% off merch.
Yep.
You're going to get early access to
live shows.
You're going to get extra content, bonus content, a weekly video from Lou and I.
And the funnest part is
to one of you.
There's like a big group chat. It's like MSN. And we just all fucking chat away at nighttime, any time of the day. That's my favourite part.
It's easily my favourite bit.
It's so good. I just jump on there and go, what's everyone having for dinner?
I didn't know they had that fucking
feature. You don't know a lot of things.
I
could beg to differ today with you could, winning
buddy.
The quiz.
You could. But it's a lot of fun. We're having a great lot of fun in there, guys. $2.50 a week.
Two extra extended episodes a week.
Extra. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, come and join the Super Soak and Senoritas and piss that bet.
Yeah, come get around.
Piss
us.
That little Patreon pillow.
I was about to say pussy.
Oh, no, you were. You're going to say pussy.
Yeah. Ciao. We have been binging Heartbreak High Season 2 on Netflix.
Correct, Amundi.
It is so good. I'm addicted to it. And we've got Bryn, who plays Spider. You're a big role this season.
Very a bit bigger.
Welcome,
slightly
mate.
Bigger.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having me.
We're going to play our usual hotline segment.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of a twist on this one.
You've given us your sort of your best was I the arsehole.
We're gonna decide. We're all gonna deliberate.
We're gonna sit down. We're gonna
is
listen.
That yeah. The right
yeah. Word? Fuck, you're good. Thank you. Sit down. We're gonna deliberate on whether you were the arsehole or not in the situation. Keeping in mind that we are all assholes. So, mate, we're just going to listen to these yarns. We're going to chat about them, and then we're going to pick a couple of them that we think were probably the top asshole yarn.
Let's get into the whole
You good
line.
To go?
Yeah.
All right. Willipedia, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm very good, mate. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
I reckon we're ready to go.
Let's rock and roll.
So, my story from when I was in high school, not sure if I was the asshole, it was PE class. We're having a joint class with another class and playing a game of basketball. One of the teachers who I really didn't like was reffing the game, and he made a few shit calls, and I let him know about it. And then he was jogging up and down the court. everyone hated this teacher, just for context, but I was like, some of the boys were making fun of the way he was running, and, you know, I was standing there having a laugh about it all because it was all pretty funny. And then then he turned around and was like, what are you laughing at? You've got nothing to be laughing at, fucking fat cunt or something like that. He didn't say fat cunt, but he was basically just what he said. He called me
clarification.
And I was like, right, okay, saw red. And when it came to throwing the ball in, because it went out, I had the throw in, and he had his back to me, and I saw my opportunity, and I fucking took it. Yeah. Head that ball, basketball, right at the back of his fucking head. His glasses flew off the front of his face, turned around, red as a fucking watermelon, the inside of a watermelon, and yeah, got pretty fucked up for that one. But we'll say, I've kind of been torn if I was in the right to throw that ball at the back of his head. I did throw it hard enough, but the old cunt has CTA. Jokes.
Okay,
but
no
jokes. Twists and turns.
Roller coaster.
Whoa, that was a big old up and down.
Well, what do we reckon? Look, I'd love to know what you think.
I mean, in theory, yes, you are the arsehole. Probably shouldn't throw balls at the back of people's heads. But
correct.
I just know that I probably would have done the same, because I remember specifically this. I wasn't allowed to play contact sport. I played AFL for a bit, but I played basketball and I did like athletics and all sorts of stuff. Because my parents were just like, didn't want me to get CTA. What's it called?
CTA. CTA. Yeah, CTA. Fair.
There we go.
Fair,
exactly.
Yeah.
But I remember, so I would get really fucking worked up at basketball, but obviously it's non-contact. And like, yeah, there was, you know,
you
shoulders going in.
It.
There was a time when someone did something shitty, and I remember I was throwing in from the baseline, and I went like, and like, pretended to just like peg it in his face, and he just like recoiled. I got sent off.
Oh, you get sent off for that?
I got sent off. Yeah, I think there was probably other stuff that had happened in the
game. Okay.
I was a good sportsman. It was just sometimes
you're painting
I saw red.
A different picture.
Yes.
I know. I saw red on occasion if they were unfair.
Yeah.
It's the other team's fault. But
so
yeah.
I completely agree with you, mate. So you've got experience of actually you know the feeling.
Yeah.
Also, a teacher calling you fat.
It's pretty not
ideal.
Well, do you reckon the teacher would have said that, or do you reckon he put a bit of mayo on the story?
Well, he did put mayo and then retracted the mayo.
He then
scraped it off.
Yeah.
Which is the thing is the teacher actually turning around being cut and going, the fuck are you laughing at, you little fat? He's calling fat. Like, you shouldn't be laughing at the way I run. I think there's a healthy dose of both. I think the teacher was a bit of an arsehole. Mm. I think.
You're going a half-half.
Oh, yeah. 50-50.
You're going 50-50. Yeah. I'm going 50-50 too. 50-50. We're all sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
I like it. No definitive decisions.
Perfect. Just what we want.
All great.
Everyone's the arsehole.
It's a good yarn though. I do like
it's
that
very
yarn.
Good.
Just because I love the detail of him also lining him up, pegging the ball in the teacher's glasses coming off his head.
In front of his head, yeah.
So did it go straight? Was it at the back?
Yeah, it was at the back of his head.
And
the glasses came off.
I suppose a basketball's very hard.
Oh, yeah. And if you peg it,
that's hurting.
Yeah. It's a nudge.
Oh.
But it's not going to it's not like a cricket ball where it's like, oh, that could actually really
do
some damage. Like, it'll hurt, but it'll bounce off.
Correct.
Again, not justifying it.
Yeah.
Not justifying it.
Let us please be clear.
Sounds like you two aren't on the fence and you think that the teacher is the arsehole.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
The kid's a good kid.
Okay.
We aren't, just to make it clear, we are not, we're not saying to go out there and physically assault your teachers.
Or anyone.
Or anyone.
For that matter.
For that matter.
Leave those basketballs in your hands on the court or in in the hoop.
You're okay. Just breathe.
We've always said that.
Just breathe.
We've always said that.
Let's go to the next one.
Hey, George. Hey, Lou. I'm calling to find out if I'm the arsehole. So I actually went to school with one of your old colleagues, Jachi, ABR, and she had a big 16th birthday party. It was Coachella themed and it was huge. Everyone was invited, but she didn't invite me for some unknown reason. Anyway, I was so upset. I went away for that weekend and I was allowed to bring one friend. So I actually took her childhood friend away for the weekend, and it was pretty awkward for the next few weeks, but ABR and I have mended our relationship and we are good as gold. Thanks, guys.
So she took her best friend so that she couldn't go to the Coachella party.
I respect that.
She was the arsehole.
But also it's like the best friend chose to go away instead of attending the party. So it's like, well, You just offered a different option, good, and she chose that.
Good point, actually.
I don't think you're the arsehole. Yeah. I think the best friend probably might have been the arsehole.
ABR, God love you. Shout out to you, ABR, too. I love you, Dal. You're probably the arsehole for not inviting your friend initially.
True. Initially, yeah.
There's a lot of arseholes in this mix.
Well, I mean, Louisa, that is the segment.
Just saying, there's three in that story, technically.
Trifecta.
The one who wasn't invited. The one who said yes.
Healthy
and
imagery.
Yeah,
just pulled her away.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay. Are you the arsehole? I'm going to stand firm here and say no, you're not. I think it's a tremendous power move. I think revenge is a dish best served cold. Nailed that. I don't think you're the arsehole.
No, I think it's the one who didn't invite her in the first place was the arsehole.
Wait, what would you say about my mate?
Well, sorry, ABR.
No, I respect it.
Yeah, sorry, ABR. Be invited.
Yeah, sometimes you forget stuff, and you know, sometimes you forget to. I hate birthday parties for that exact reason. When I was in primary school, I forgot to invite two people, and there was a fucking full breakdown in the class.
Was
it high school parties as well? Like that's.
I don't think I had a birthday party throughout the entirety of high school because of that experience in primary school.
Yeah,
too scarred.
I didn't get
invited to any parties either because I told everyone I didn't want to be invited and stuff.
Yeah.
So
you were a loser. That's why.
Yeah, basically, I was like, don't even bother, guys.
Yeah, you were a freak.
I don't want to come and stuff.
Well,
the ducks back. Well. I'm happy playing Zelda.
I hate my birthday, so I wouldn't even.
Oh, really?
Oh, fucking hell, mate.
Why?
No. What month is it?
We're not going into it.
Her birthday's in November.
Okay.
Well, it's April. Just know that from May, we'll start having to fucking plan for the thing.
No,
but you hate it.
No, I'm taking the piss. I fucking love it.
Absolutely loves it. Okay. It's the month
of love. Have you got any ideas for what the theme is this
Please.
Year?
Please.
Good, great question. Perhaps a boat this year.
Oh, no.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Then you're stuck. You're stuck on. You can't.
Oh, dude, I know, bro.
It's like year 11 social. You can't leave.
You can't leave.
You happen to be busy that weekend?
Yeah, I've got
you free that weekend?
We've got sock washing.
We might be shooting something.
Yeah,
if we get season three, we could be right in the middle of it.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, mate, the way season two is going, I reckon they're fair dinkum.
It's
a good shot.
We genuinely have no idea if we do or not.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're like, oh, I don't know. Like, they're ready for it if it happens, but we don't know for another month.
We've been hearing all the stats. It's like trending
it's
everywhere, like number one.
Netflix is
number seven in the world.
They're all about the stats. Yeah, it was number seven in the world. It broke the top 10 in the States, which I don't think it did last time, which is great.
It's so
unreal.
Cool how it's like a high school show, but then like all these old, like,
well,
Josh 34, I'm 30. Like, we're watching it being like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like, I feel like...
Shock. His face when you said 34-30, he's like, what?
Yeah, what?
So young.
Oh my god, I thought you guys were in high school still.
Yeah, we are, we're so young.
I mean, same. I'm 26, so.
You look great, but you look great.
Thank you.
Dude, that's fucking crazy that, like, you're 26 and you can still, that's a great
17?
Sign. If you're 26 and you can play someone in high school, dude. It's a very good sign.
Thank you.
You wouldn't be able to do that, Jack. Next one, Willie.
Am I the arsehole? Hello, bedwetters. Sorry for the noise in the background, but I just want to tell you a little bit of a story. So, once I had this teacher. She was an English teacher. She wasn't the nicest to me, right? Granted, I was. Shut up with the water. Oh my gosh.
I thought he didn't re-record it.
I know. Just fuck it.
One day, it was like 1 a.m. My friend lived really close to the school. So I got up at about 1 o'clock and broke into the school. I broke into her classroom.
Okay.
And pissed behind the cupboard. Not once, but twice. I remember the next day she came in and she was like,
twice.
Mate, it smells like piss in here. I was like, fuck. So, I will answer that. That is a yes.
Yeah,
I changed dramatically.
Yeah. 100%, yeah.
How did he?
We got breaking and entering. We got destroying public property.
Yeah.
We got pissing.
How did he piss twice?
That's what I respect the most.
I want to know, how did he piss twice? He must have had to wait there, scull a water bottle and go again.
That is the wildest part of that yarn is that he did it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was I the arsehole? 100%
he was. Definitely the arsehole.
But then again,
okay.
Two sides to every story.
Well, tell the other side, yeah.
Well, the teacher, he obviously had reason and purpose to do it. Maybe this teacher just picked on him relentlessly throughout school, and he said, fuck the cotton. I'm taking charge here. All right, I'm sick to death of it, he said.
I'm going to piss everywhere.
I'm pissing, and I'm not going to piss.
But you're also fucking up your classmates and stuff because you're in that classroom the next day with 28 other people who are going to smell your piss.
Mate, it's a kamikaze approach.
It's just take them all out.
Which is why I kind of respect it more.
He definitely was the asshole.
Okay, you were, mate, but just know you've garnered my respect. As little as that means, you've garnered it.
Okay, I think we've got one more.
Hey, g'day, cunts. I was just flicking through Instagram and I come up on the big LDD's fucking story talking about was I an asshole in high school. Well, yeah, I was more of a cunt, really. So, me and my mate Drakey, Lulu, you know who he is, mates with fucking Big Shagger. He dared me to wet the end of the tea towel, roll it up and smoke the ass off the home ec teacher. So I wrapped it up, put a bit of water on the end of the tea towel and whipped her ass as hard as I could. Anyway, got 2 extensions for that, so wouldn't recommend. Anyway, fuck off. Love you, boy.
Jeez, 100% was the arsehole. Yeah. There's definitely no context around, like, that's terrible. And that
shit's
hurts.
Dangerous. That shit's, and
bro,
it was kangaroo tail. Oh, yeah. Have you ever done a kangaroo tail? Oh, God. Whenever someone started doing that, it's in high school, it was like,
run.
Don't fucking do it. And you then can they would split, still do it.
You can split skin.
Yeah.
If you do that on bear skin, that hurts.
Dude, yeah, well, no, bears are pretty tough.
I was about to be like, oh, no, but human skin, fuck, give me to it.
Too quick.
I was like, I don't know if it's the right environment for dad jokes or not.
No. This is, you walked into the most pristine environment for my dad jokes.
Okay, great.
I think he is definitely the asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I also love it. I'm finding out I'm a fucking asshole because
cynical.
Now, buddy,
I just like to use words that Jarch uses.
Run me through why
I'm
cynical.
Well, no, I'm just saying that, you know, it was.
Where was the cynicism?
Well, you just seem to be agreeing with everyone.
Where was the cynicism? I agree. I think
you agree.
Cynical. Yeah, I think.
Well, there you go.
Why?
We're ganging up on you,
guys.
Because you seem to like everyone who's hurting everyone else.
Yeah, there's a bit of truth to that.
There's no way that person is not the asshole. Like this poor home ec teacher has just been whipped.
I agree.
They
but
were
he,
the asshole.
He got his just punishment. He was suspended for 2 weeks if you didn't hear, you know.
Spend him for the year.
And maybe learn his lesson.
Yep. Cheeky little fuck.
But that is.
Hurts.
Should we get a test?
No.
Should we test it out?
We should absolutely not. I'll do it on you.
Nah, we're fine. Bedwetters, thank you. Those are a couple of submissions we really bloody love.
Those are some good hotlines. We'll be doing it again next week on the hotline.
Correct, Amundi.
Was I the Arsehole? So keep calling up with your stories and don't forget to watch Heartbreak High Season 2, now playing on Netflix. We bloody love it.
This rooster is absolutely crushing it in it.
He's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.